I suppose it's appropriate that the Marvels sounds very much like the name of a 1960s all-female pop group, considering it's the title of a movie which playfully celebrates female bonding. And I'm always happy to see a film which does just that. I'm Stephen Archibald, and welcome to my movie podcast. Hi there, and welcome to my podcast, They Came From Within, Cult Movie Reviews. Girls just want to have fun. The Marvels 2023. Lamentably, The Marvels was a misfire at the box office when it came out in November of last year. Some critics complained that it was too chaotic, but I feel that they were all too willing to overlook the movie's exuberance and kinetic energy. And it is worth adding that its three female leads work extremely well together. The beguiling Brie Larson heads her second movie as Carol Danvers, aka Captain Marvel, the former fighter pilot for the US Air Force, who became a superhero after her DNA was altered. In this rip-roaring adventure, she has to battle the fearsome Dar Ben, who wants to take her revenge on Captain Marvel for having destroyed her planet's supreme intelligence. And Dar Ben is equipped with Ronan the Accuser's universal weapon, as well as a quantum band, so her powers are almost limitless. Carol's only real chance of defeating her is by joining forces with a couple of other females equally endowed with special gifts. First up, there's Monica Rambeau, the daughter of Carol's deceased friend and fellow pilot, Maria Rambeau. And then there's the delightful, wide-eyed teenager, Kamala Khan, aka Miss Marvel. And this teenager being in awe of Captain Marvel is a joy to behold. She is played by the scene-stealing Iman Vellani, who starred in the acclaimed 2022 miniseries Miss Marvel. And the events in that show tie in neatly with the start of this movie. It is Teona Parris who portrays Monica Rambeau. And, like Iman, she first got to play her character in a Marvel miniseries. In Teona's case, it was WandaVision from 2021. Miss Parris portrayed Brianna Cartwright in Nia DaCosta's well-received 2021 reworking of Candyman. And it was Nia who directed this film, making quite a transition from helming a movie with a serious socio-political dimension and going on to direct one which simply provides straightforward slam-bang escapism. And it is great to see in this movie Samuel L. Jackson portray the fun side of Nick Fury in this particular escapade. Fury certainly didn't have much to laugh about in last year's miniseries, Secret Invasion. The Marvels' hectic screenplay was written by Nia DaCosta, along with Megan McDonnell, who worked on WandaVision, and Elisa Karasik. Carol Danvers' Ginger Cat Goose, who is, in reality, a Flurkin creature, was played by a couple of cute moggies called Nemo and Tango. Ironically, Brie Larson is allergic to cats, so a stunt double was required for her scenes with Goose. Nia DaCosta really is a comic book nerd, and she made an effort to have the X-Men play a part in this film. She ended up being allowed to have the venerable Kelsey Grammer make a cameo appearance as Beast, Dr. Hank McCoy. Our leading ladies aside, other female Marvel superheroes make cameo appearances throughout. The Hackney-born Zoe Ashton has been engaged to Tom Hiddleston since 2019. He, of course, plays Loki in various Marvel universes. Talk about keeping villainy in the family. Zoe had cropped up in such movies as the Jason Statham vehicle Blitz from 2011, Tom Ford's hypnotic Nocturnal Animals from 2016, Neil Jordan's 2018 psychological thriller Greta, and Netflix's dark horror comedy Velvet Buzzsaw, which surfaced at the start of 2019. On TV, Zoe's breakthrough role was playing the literature student Violet Nordstrom in the anarchic Channel 4 comedy drama Fresh Meat, which ran between 2011 and 2016. Miss Ashton's also a playwright, and she published her first novel in 2019. Some viewers probably found it a little nauseating, but I rather liked the way the three main characters kept switching places with one another involuntarily during the early stages of the film. These scenes were added to the movie as an homage to the original comic strip, in which Captain Marvel would sometimes place his wristbands together in order to swap places with his son, Rick Jones. During the early writing stages, Nia DaCosta wanted to use the humanoid sovereign, Adam Warlock, in her story. She also wanted there to be a time travel theme. Both ideas were ultimately rejected because the powers that be wanted Adam Warlock to appear in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. And as for the time travel theme, well, the TV series Loki had already covered that. Brie Larson has already won a number of awards, including an Oscar statuette for Best Actress for playing Joy Newsom, a kidnapping victim in Room from 2015. Having taken part in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, her first venture into blockbuster fantasy territory was with Kong Skull Island, which also starred Samuel L. Jackson and Tom Hiddleston. And Miss Larson recently received glowing reviews for appearing in the Apple TV Plus miniseries Lessons in Chemistry, a show which Aliza Karasik also worked on. It is on record that it was Brie Larson herself who suggested that Miss Marvel play a part in this sequel to the 2019 original. The Marvels has a hectic pace, and at just 1 hour and 45 minutes, it has the distinction of being the MCU film with the shortest running time. Before Nia DaCosta got the directing job, both Olivia Wilde and Jamie Babbitt were considered for it. Olivia had once been linked with the role of Gamora in Guardians of the Galaxy, and rumour has it she may well be directing a movie for Marvel sometime soon. It's funny, when we get to see Miss Marvel writing and drawing her own comic book on screen. Seeing as, in reality, Imam Valani co-wrote a four-issue comic book series entitled Miss Marvel, The New Mutant, which came out in August last year. The stirring music score was provided by the award-winning Laura Karpman, whose TV work includes Lovecraft Country, as well as the Marvel series, What If, and Miss Marvel. The Marvels is a bright, colourful, and fast-moving movie with no heavy issues. Its lack of commercial success may be down to the fact that there has been a constant stream of Marvel movies and TV shows in recent years, so viewers may simply be jaded. Still, it is a great pity, seeing as this is Marvel's first movie with a black female director and has such strong female representation. It really deserved a much better fate. Oh, by the way, a group called the Marvels did emerge in the 1960s, but it was mostly male. I'm Stephen Archibald, and thank you very much for listening to my podcast, They Came From Within, Cult Movie Reviews. I hope that you continue to enjoy your cinematic experiences. Take the best of care, and goodbye for now.